go turn it up.
When I was late, now you lit my spark. Been hard to touch you, but you hurt my heart. We barely trust, but it sounds so right. I throw it back at you and jump in time. I was the only one that knew what you were like. But if by chance somehow you end up with someone that's not me, would you please?
Y'all see, I know the house there, right?
Clear, right there.
Man, we hitting that bitch.
Even high, they just killed one of my little cousins. They ain't even cry. Same nigga just got shot up, but he ain't even die. He still alive.
Damn.
But I'ma slide on him. I've been to his crib. I got my eye on him. I even put some money on his head. I got like five on him. And no, we ain't stopping till they dead. We put that iron on a lot of niggas' time, homie. Let me know right now. Cause if we driving in the car, you can't sit in the back. If a nigga play a disrespect, that's then he getting whack. They done gave these rolls all that time. He trying to give it back. Give him back. Say you gon' slide on me. You pull up over here, switch, you don't ride, homie. I got Nicky Parker on my hip, that big 4-5 on me. I hope that nigga pray to make the lock, cause he gon' die, homie.
Yeah, I heard about you. You's a bitch, that's the word about you. Yeah. We gon' come and get them birds out you. Yeah. Before the feds get them birds out you. Yeah. Let's go on the drill, brody, let's go on the drill. Brody on them pills, yeah, he twiggin' on them pills. Hey, let's go on the drill, brody, let's go on the drill. And we see a right nigga, then somebody getting killed. Let's go on the drill, brody, let's go on the drill. Brody on them pills, yeah, he twiggin' on them pills. Hey, let's go on the drill, brody, let's go on the drill. And we see a right nigga, then somebody getting killed. Hey, 5 nigga blocker. 12 stop signs, couldn't stop us.
Know that they feel safe when I was locked up.
Ayy, know that they hit swindles, but they not us. Ayy, know that I'm too real, I can't let no nigga fake me. Ayy, know we play for keeps, I can't let no nigga take me. No, no, I don't talk too much, but my mouth's slicker than my auntie. More money and more choppers, I'm about to make these niggas hate me. Oh, you thinking with your dick, huh? But we gon' put this bitch on you. Gon' watch and we gon' sit on you. Pull up and put this stick on you. And knock a nigga top to his bottom, that's what this gon' do. Find out where they bury your bitch ass and I'm gon' piss on you. Cause I ain't got it all, nigga. Not at all, nigga. I know that they'll take your head off before they ball with you. We catch you, we gon' put your head on flat like a ball, nigga. And fuck whoever standing with you, nigga, they gon' fall with you.
Yeah, I heard about you.
Yeah, I heard.
You's a bitch, that's the word about you.
Bitch, that's the word.
We gon' come and get them birds out you.
Come and get them birds.
Before the feds get them birds out you. Let's go on the drill, brody, let's go on the drill. Shorty on the pills, yeah, he twiggin' on them pills. Let's go on the drill, brody, let's go on the drill. And we still right, nigga, then somebody getting killed. Let's go on the drill, brody, let's go on the drill. Shorty on them pills, yeah, he twiggin' on them pills. Let's go on the drill, brody, let's go on the drill. And we still right, nigga, then somebody getting killed.
Cat Daddy, hey, we live on the air. Hey, a little bit behind, you know, hey, watching a little bit of football. Hey, congratulations to the Eagles. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. Hey, that's Super Bowl right there. Hey, y'all already know what it is. This your boy Cat Daddy. Anything you want to hear, hit me up. 347-945-7629. Press 1 to holler at your boy Cat Daddy. Get at me. Any of my Cat Daddy March page, any of my Underground Talk pages. And you know how my stuff go down. Hey, that new magazine going crazy too. But I'm telling you, this next issue, hey, it's about to be crazy. Hey, I got all type of stuff in this new the 2023 edition, the first one of 2023 edition, and we still got pages available. Hey, definitely holler at me. But like I say, like always, I got some hot artists coming in the building. I'm a little bit behind, but they ain't behind. I got my boy Keith Brohan walking in the building right now. Hey, what it do?
What's up, my brother?
What's going on with it?
Yo, man, this, yo, blessed to be here, man. Honored to be down. Yo, I appreciate all the love, man. I know what you do out there in Greensboro. I know, yo, I love the Carolinas, man. North Carolina, South Carolina. I went to college in Hampton in Virginia, so I definitely know about the Carolinas very well, man. But, yo, I first want to start off before we do anything. Just thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate all the support. Appreciate you for having me. I appreciate everybody that's listening, that's just messing with me. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we just here. We having fun, and we just, you know what I'm saying, putting this good music out, bro.
For sure, for sure. Now, before we get to chopping it up a little bit, hey, throw a little bit of contact information out there for my people so they can get it.
All right, so on Instagram, it's the real Keith Broham. So that's the real Keith, K-E-I-T-H, Broham is B-R-O. U-G-H-A-M, like Mary. Real Keith Broham. On Twitter, it's me, Keith Broham. Facebook, Keith Broham.
Okay. For sure, for sure. So make sure y'all get at him. Hey, he's going to be easy to find. And I'm tagging him some stuff right now. Hey, what's good with it?
Yo, man, we so I'll just share with you how this all started, man. So I went to college in Virginia, ended up getting promoted after, you know, a few years and working in New York as a record label executive. So I did that for like 15 years, Cat Daddy, you know what I'm saying? And I ended up, because I'm from California, I'm from the Bay Area, man, and I came home one year and I saw my mother getting older. And it was like my family was aging without me. So I moved back. I made a decision to move back to Cali. And I'm glad I did, because I just recently lost my mom and my brother back to back. And And so writing music and singing has always been my passion. That's why I honestly got into the game. But I just, my mother raised me to always have that plan B and go with the safety net. So she was, you know, more impressed by the label industry executive type position. But that really wasn't where the passion was at. So it was like, it wasn't really filling it. So a year before my mother passed, she said, "I wish I didn't hold you back for your music, because you're really good at it, man." She said, "I just want you to get back into your music. I wish you would get back into your music." And I was, you know, saying, dibbling and dabbling. Then a year after my mother died, my brother just died unexpectedly. So I was just sitting there one day, and I was like, yo, that's a realization, because I don't have kids, or when you lose the closest two things that's closest to you, and it hits you like that, you can either just lose it all. In which I had a night where I didn't even want to be here, and I wrote a song about that. It's called "Pray for Me," and that's for anybody that's going through mental illness. Because some days, even the toughest people, man, we just don't. Some days we don't want to just manage with it because it's so stressful. Because life gets us all. So, long story short, man, I decided to share with the world my true passion and the real reason why I feel like I'm here, and that's just to create this good music. And Keith Broham is here with this music, and we put a couple singles out, and the DJs were feeling it, and the people started feeling it, and the streams were going up, and I was like, wow, they're really feeling it. So, you know, and then we got into the Southern Soul, because my mother's from the South. I'm from Cali, but I was raised by a Southern woman, so she's from the South. So a lot of this Southern Soul project that I'm doing is really paying homage to my mother and help me through the grieving process. You know, the writing is helping you, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Anything, if you're creative, man, and you go through any kind of pain, to create helps you. It helps you. It's another outlet. Whatever it is you do, you know, whether it is you're can I curse?
Yeah, this street radio, man.
Whether you a dope ass motherfucking DJ / personality like my bro Curse Cat Daddy, you know what I'm saying? Also, that's be like just beyond that. He's just it's a big media thing when you come to this brand, because you branded that Cat Daddy, and I'm proud of you for that, because that's, you know, from one brother to another, I appreciate that, because it's just also it's showing the youngins that here is another way. You can do it this way. Everybody don't have to try to necessarily be a rapper. There's just so many other ways to get money in this game. And that's what I did, but it didn't make me happy. I went back and started writing this music and people feeling it, man. And, you know, now we got the Southern Soul records. I know we're going to get into those records and talking about them, but the first record I got, a good friend of mine that works for Atlantic Records, he's in Atlanta, and he told me, he's like, yeah, you talk a little shit in your R&B, man. You should try Southern Soul, because they can get a little raunchy, and they can get a lot more raunchy than traditional R&B. So I started checking King George and Tucker and Big Rob, and one of my favorites is the Funky 40. You know what I'm saying? So I love Southern Soul now, because it's just like some real music, and it's not a big production thing like you know, traditional R&B is like heavy. It's like hip hop is now. It's like heavy production. Like the tracks are crazy. Like my tracks are good, but I feel like Southern Soul focuses more on the artist and the lyrics and the content of the song versus the actual track. Like the one monkey don't stop the show. That, you know what, that's it. That's the one monkey don't stop the show, or the other, or his other banger that everybody listens to, or Tucker or Calvin Richardson, all the other good ones. You know what I'm saying? So I really like what Southern Soul is going. I like that, how it's really getting a little, you know what I'm saying, exposure with the youngins, and you know what I'm saying, viral with Gilly and them. So we did the Ain't No Bitch in Me, because I feel like every mother, that if she was about something, that she has a son, he raised her son to be able to go out and get it and do it on his own and not depend on the woman and not just, you know what I'm saying? Because a woman, if they feel like, I love women to death, but if they feel like you are a cub and you're not a lion and they have control over you, it might be okay every now and then or whatever for a few minutes, but then you end up getting put out. You know, or getting, you know, any other situations, you know, unneeded stress that has to happen when you can just go out and grind and get it on your own. And that's how my mother raised me. My father did too, but my mother was so stern. So that's what that song came from. And you know, because a lot of people would have said, ain't no bitch in me. It's just, you know, it's less about the, yeah, it's got that to do with the hardness, and but I'm not trying to be no tough guy. I don't want nobody else's woman, none of that other stuff. I just want everybody to vibe off this good music. But ain't no bitch in me, really. It's for the person like me, you, whoever else gets up every day and has to, whether you punching your own clock or you punching somebody else's clock, you get up every day to hustle so your bills can get paid, your family's taken care of. You know, that's the real tough person to me. Tough to me ain't going to beat somebody up physically, beat another human being up, man. Tough is fighting life, because life is going to mess with us all, so we got to get up and do it, you know what I'm saying? I tell my nephews all day, uncle is allergic to being broke, and I want y'all to be the same way. Like, I don't know about you, I've been broke, and I've been messed up and fucked up, but I get sick. I get sick, you know, I don't like that, so I got to keep grinding, keep going. So I asked myself when my brother died, because his kids were there with me when he died, what can I do? Because his kids aren't here. Or, you know what I'm saying? They don't have him. He can't do anything for them. What can I do? I don't have kids. What can I do to have my brother back? Because that's my oldest brother, and he always looked out for me. So that's what it is, man. We here. We here, man, with this music. For me personally, my thing is just fulfilling the dream of actually realizing that I could do it, that I believe in myself. All of the other stuff, the glitz and the glamour, the fame, the other stuff that comes with it, man. Anything monetary, man, I focus on my brother's kids, my other two nieces, nephews, and just trying to create a different narrative with DJs, though, because I work mix show for many, many years, man. I want to get into the music, but I work mix show at the label, so I created these relationships with these DJs that is in turn, yeah, it's helping me as an independent artist. It gives me a head start, and we got some brand sponsors. Shout out to Bump Box. Shout out to the Dizzle brand. Shout out to Nova Men. Shout out to Eric Hextall, Beer Care. We you know what I'm saying? So I just feel like I want to share anything with just some youngsters listening. I see a lot of young generation just moving and not caring about relationships. And the biggest thing in life is relationships. Relationships. Like right now, I'm in this grinding process, yes, but we're rising and people starting to feel it. There's no way in hell I will ever fucking forget one of my first interviews was with Cat Daddy. So Cat Daddy got something going on and I got fucking a buzz and it's something crazy and this can happen and I can do it. I'm fucking with Cat Daddy and his whatever we doing, because nothing is more important in life in relationships, and that's on a personal and some business as well. The same DJs that's helping me rise could be the same ones that see me. If you get the big head, I see that. But that's the fun part about it, man, bro, because I work mix show, and so I'm building relationships, and then I also have these DJs I know. So how the fuck would I turn my back on cats that I've been all these different years asking to play different other artists' record? Now it's just me. So now I want to also invite other artists, too. Why not change the narrative? Because DJs are so influential and so important to the process. I know a lot of people think that streaming is where it's at, and streaming is that and this and that. Streaming is only one part of it, and they don't really pay you that much for that. I'll share your story, man. Ain't no bitch in me. Ain't even getting no radio spins like that. We got underground and womp like that. My man DJ Jack of Spades is in Norfolk on Wiley, 103 Jams. He's like, yo, I'm going to put Ain't No Bitch in Me on my Southern Soul mixtape on YouTube. That mixtape got over 500,000 views on YouTube. And that Ain't No Bitch in Me also through club spins and through streets and all other stuff. But that is almost at 2,000 Shazams with no radio. But a lot of that comes from that YouTube. So I'm trying to say, well, my moral of that is to say that you see how important that DJ and what he did with that record is to the whole process. So don't ever, ever shit on a DJ. And if you got it, what's the fucking sense of trying to cake up 100 to a fucking be the next billionaire? Okay, whatever. But why not lift as you rise? Why not do that? Why not, if I got a show in Greensboro, instead of me dealing it with a promoter or the hottest promoter, I'll get with Cat Daddy and share. And we do the show together. Or if I'm dealing with that promoter, I make sure he go or he give Cat Daddy or he give whoever the DJ I'm messing with, he give them a bigger cut than he was gonna give them just the DJ the party. That's what I'm trying to, because I don't want to have a narrative where I go get this music going, and yeah, ultimately, yeah, you create this, and you know it take you where you want to go in life. But I don't want to just sit and see my fam that I've just been asking to play records for over 10, 15 years, sit there and watch me and not have fun with me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I can't go out and buy you a Bentley, but man, I can sit there and try to set it up where we can try to see them. And that's where I'm at, man. I want to lift as I rise, man. And that's what this music is. That's where the vibe comes out. That's why I'm so grateful that everybody is fucking with it. I'm here, man. Yo. I can talk all day, man. I don't know if we're going to play the music or you want to ask me some questions. Let's go, man. Here.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you a few questions, man. I got a couple.
Let's do it.
Before you
go into your questions, me hearing your accent, bro, I always tell people when I go down south, because I'm from East Oakland, but when I lived in Jersey and I was working in New York. So when I went down south, I always tell people I love coming down south. Because I get a breath of realness. I get a breath of fresh air, which is the realness. Because I was up new, and there's some real cats, and there's some 100 cats up there, but they know it's some fast talkers up there, and even on the West Coast. But when I go down south and I hear my cats, and it's a different, it's just like, it's whatever, man, we here, and it's like, boom. But don't try to get over on me, because I'm very, very, you know what I'm saying? That's it. So that's why I love my, especially my Carolina cats. I love the Carolinas. Man, shout out everybody in Carolina, man. Everybody. From Ruckus, Mike Tech, everybody, man, everybody. Craig Martin, fucking Samika. My manager is Samika, that's in Charlotte, that works for Arnold Taylor, man. So I'm rooted. I'm rooted in Carolinas, bro. So go ahead. My bad for cutting you off.
For sure. My first question was about to be, you say your music is more of a southern soul, a style you don't create it. That was going to be my first question. Because, you know, with this new stage of hip-hop, this new stage of music, they try to lump everything within one genre. Like, it ain't no R&B no more. It seems like it ain't no R&B no more. Seems like it ain't no hip-hop. It just seems like everything is hip-hop. It ain't no R&B, ain't no soul no more. But you branching off doing your own thing. Hey, how have that been, and what made you, like you say, you were trying to create your own lane, but what made you go so hard for it?
So basically, you know what I'm saying, we got some West Coast joints too, because I'm from the West Coast, but the reason why is because I just feel like, shout out to all the originals, the only one. There's other cats. Diddy just signed, and her name is Jazzy. She's ridiculous. She's the one that wrote Old Town Road for fucking Lil Nas X. She wrote for Mary Jo. She's ridiculous. If y'all ever check up on Jazzy, she's on Love Records. I just found her. But there's some original artists that are out there that are winning. And that's how SZA got me so number one on the line, because her sound is so original. So when I wanted to go in, I didn't want to emulate anybody. I don't, like, again, you won't see me on Instagram or any of social media outlets doing any cover songs. Nothing against anybody, because there's some great people out here doing it. Yo, there's a cat that redid the Steve Lacy, I wish I knew, in the 80s version. I'd be bumping that on YouTube. So I have no problem with them, but it's just not for me. So I wanted to create a original lane, because I felt like I'm not younger. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm older, so I want to make some grown folks music. So I don't want to just be trying to be an older guy, trying to sound like the young cats out here, because that's corny to me. That was corny to me when I was their age. So now me being a couple, you know what I'm saying, older, I'd rather just make records that is focused on, like, Keith Broham's target market, because I write a lot of records for women. It hasn't, you know, whether they taken or single, it doesn't matter. I just want everybody to bring. I want my married fellas come buy the ticket to the show, and you bring your wife, and then y'all go back home and just come to experience it all. But my target market is grannies, mothers, and aunties, because I feel like in marketing, in general, because you know the country is so consumer based. But everybody focuses, a lot of these corporations and brands, they focus on the younger generation. And you forget about a whole nother generation. And I'm like, wow, what about these grannies and these mothers and these aunties? And they might not have their relationship shit together and, you know, whatever, single, divorce, whatever. But when it comes to, like, the typical Keith Broham fan, as far as lady-wise, when they went to the Essence Festival, they paid their rent a week before the first, because they knew they were going to be gone that week. So what I'm saying is they got pretty much life that way, as far as their, you know, their stuff in order. So why would I forget? Why would I not want to target them? Why would I not want to engage into that? Because that's my age and that's my fan base. I'm not into young girls like that. So why would I? So that's the music I'm trying to make. I'm trying to make music that is the feel good music, just like Ain't No Bitch in Me. It has that title, but the body of it is about a woman teaching her son how to stand up on his own. So a lot of women love that record, the Good Loving record. Pretty much, you know, it's an uplifting record that you know, it's a real record. A lot of women they practice when they start liking boys. Our nieces, our daughters, we hate to admit it, but when they start liking boys, they start to practice this little switch and this walk. Mm-hmm. So when I did Good Loving is a record, you know, so again, the Southern Soul is the original thing. But I was thinking about Beyonce, and I was seeing the Cuphead Challenge, and Beyonce is dope, and that's just, you know, that's greatness, and that's Queen B. But Beyonce's, when she writes, and her music is catered, and I'll say this before I continue. In 2023, I don't give a fuck who you like in the bedroom, what you like. That doesn't have nothing to do with me. But Beyonce caters to women and my brothers in the LGBT. They don't like the Q on it no more. So the LGBT community. So that's who she caters to. So you're rarely going to see men that are straight men. You're not going to see me, Cat Daddy, and some couple other cats posting us doing the Cuphead Challenge.
No.
If you see a straight man doing the Cuphead Challenge, they're going to be doing it with their family at a family reunion. You know, and so that's because that's the nature of her fan base. So when I did Good Loving, I'm like, shit, I want to do something. I like women. And there's nothing wrong, just like there's nothing wrong for a man or a woman to like the same sex. Not a motherfucking thing wrong with that. I got family members and, hey, my fam, it's all love. Nothing wrong with that. So there's nothing wrong with a man liking a woman either. I'm not the enemy. I'm not vulgar. I'm not that. So that was what that song came about. I was like, wow. I just wanted to let the women know what is really on our mind as adults. When we see a woman walking sexy, we're not necessarily thinking about taking you to Starbucks.
Yeah. Ain't no Starbucks going around here.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Starbucks could be the first date or something, but at the end of the day, that's not when we see that visual and you walking sexy and you put this on, we're not gonna be assholes and we're not vulgar. But in our minds, we see a sexy walk, and we associate that Good Loving. And, you know, as if people that they haven't heard the song and they get into the song, that's where they're hearing. It's like it's a very respectful song, because the second part of that song is it's really about the woman that I say, like the challenge that people see, and they see in the women walk, and every woman that has that sexy walk on Instagram, there's somebody taping them. And that person that's taping them, if it's not their girlfriend, it's their boyfriend. So if it's their dude or whoever, their husband or their dude, that's the dude that they feel comfortable standing behind them, watching or taping them, looking like, you know what I mean? Not a stalker, but he looking like that because they got that comfort zone with them. So that's what that song ain't necessarily about 100 guys sitting there looking at this one woman. Nah, man, nah. Again, I don't write that. I don't write that kind of music. I'm a grown-ass man. I was raised on respect, raised by some OGs, so I don't want nobody's woman. I always say, man, that's your argument. That's they people's lives. I'm not trying to get on stage and say I can. You'll never hear me, even if I collab with a young artist. I will never write or do anything in the hook, even if they wrote it for me. I'm not going to sing or be a part of any song that's got something to do with I can fuck your girl. I don't want to talk like that because they like, fuck up. What I don't do that for? That's not where I come from. I'm from East Oakland, but I was raised a different way. And I got friends, like best friends. They wise be thinking I'm weird because I won't even really, like, you know what I'm saying? If we close and we know each other, but if they like associates and stuff, I ain't got time to even pay no attention because I don't want to put that in your head. It's about respect to me. And we old school, so, you know, it's a newer generation. But that's, again, I feel like just like Gilly and Wallow, they kind of bridge the gap because they doing something, and even with you. Because you do that. I see what you do as far as the posts on Instagram and even with this show. You bridge the gap between the younger and the older generation by inviting them in and by respecting the air that they breathe. You don't just walk around because you're older. I'm just big, bad, old motherfucker, so I'm better than you. Fuck out of here. That's not the truth. You know what I'm saying? We all passing by. We all breathing this good air. I got to respect this young person's air that he breathing like I want him to respect mine. And for the most part, these youngsters will respect you if you show them that. If you just come off of, because a lot of them was raised by in single homes and they didn't really had a whole lot. So if you come in on some respect, you got to get some cool, respectful stuff. Yeah, so that's where, because I did some stuff with a couple of young rappers and, you know, they do their thing and they write some stuff that I don't necessarily be singing the hook. But as long as the topic is staying, you know, online like that, I don't really want to do, it's like, Shout out, and rest in peace, man, and continue prayers to his family. You know, I feel like, and maybe you can help me out, but I just feel like it didn't really hit for us to see those five black officers. It didn't hit us as black people. It didn't hit us, five white men, because I feel like shit like World Star. You got famous showing this shit, showing ghetto fights. I feel like we become desensitized to seeing black on black. And although, yeah, everybody's saying they police, they were black men that did that to him. They were a gang of black men that did it. So I just feel like it's not hidden. Everybody did the RLP, and I'm like, wow, it's not, this man is gone. But that's where I just try to, I want, also in the music, I want to create a positive type, not necessarily, ain't got to be all the kumbaya and preaching like that, because I'm from East, again. So in the content of my music, I tell you, it's not necessarily that. But I want to kind of like Young Joe is doing in Atlanta, I want to invite the younger generation in and just kind of help them, show them, man, because a lot of this brazen stuff that's going on, it ain't really doing nothing but for you in the long run. It really isn't. You know what I'm saying? So there's a bigger message outside of just feeling good in the man. That's ain't no bitching me. It's me talking to the younger generation, young men too. Go get up and go. It ain't nothing wrong with getting up and getting a job and grad. And there's levels to it. There's nothing wrong with starting, because in life as persons, we crawl before we walk. We crawl before we walk and walk before we run. All that stuff. So you know what I'm saying? You start here. And that's what they kind of got us too. And it's not just black, it's Latinas too, brown, black and brown, with the fast money. But us definitely with the fast money, the fast, easy way. And a lot of rappers, a lot of artists in general, they'll sit here and tell you it's the easy way to it, and that's bullshit. It's bullshit. Yeah. You know this firsthand, Cat Daddy. That's bullshit. Mm-hmm. It's bullshit. It's not. If you do, my sis Wendy Day and Kingpin, they got to get the podcast. They do a lot of education, man. There's a lot of informative podcasts that's helping people with the game, but that is bullshit. It's not fly by night, because if you get that fly by night TikTok famous stuff, then as soon as you perform, all they know is the hook. All they want to hear is the hook, because that's all they know on TikTok. You know what I'm saying? You're not necessarily building a strong type of relationship with your fan base so you can continue to put music out and create a career path. I ain't really necessarily wanting to do this, you know, just to play with it. If you're doing something, don't half-ass do it. So That's where we at, man, and that's why we're doing the Southern Soul. That's why we're doing it original. I know these answers are long. I'm a little tipsy off this dizzle, man, but yeah. I'm feeling good, man. I'm thankful to be here, bro. I'm saying, go ahead, do your thing, bro. I'm sorry.
You good, you good. And we about to give them a taste of this soul music. And we got this
Let's
good
do
loving
it.
Track. And
Let's
we about
do
to
it.
Go. Let's get it.
Bro, hey. Bro, hey. Bro, hey.
I could tell by the way that you walk. Your pussy is good. Your pussy is good. I can see it in your look and your talk. You know what you're doing.
You know what you're doing.
Your loving is good, babe. Your loving is good. Anytime of the day. Anywhere, any place, you can get it when you want. Look at you, look at babe. Your personality match your body, babe. Your attitude match your face. I can tell you when I'm honey late. You can tell me when to stay. Yeah, I can tell by the way that you walk. Pussy is good.
Pussy is good.
I can see it in your look and your talk. You know what you're doing.
You know what you're doing.
Your loving is good, babe. Your loving is good. Your loving is good, babe.
I can't wait to get down there and do that on rock, whatever stage you fucking with, man. Like, again, I fuck with. Even whether it was working as on the label or as an artist, I tell any DJ, I don't care. I know your platform is a lot larger, and I see what you're doing on social media, but people that's under you, like, I tell any DJ, if you're just starting out, I don't care if you're practicing for your brother, sister, or your kids in the basement, or you DJing for thousands or millions in the stadium. I love you the same, because what you're doing is keeping the business and the whole art of music going, man. This shit don't go without the DJ, because, yeah, we can create music, but it takes a curator. Yeah, the curators on the playlist on streaming, but not everybody's streaming, and not everybody's streaming all the time. And people have to go out, and they have to enjoy life, and they have to go places where DJs run it, and it go places. It's like right now, You know, we ain't streaming. We listening to the Cat Daddy show and just the other various other shows. You know what I'm saying? That when I do these interviews, man, that's impacting these listeners and the local listeners and other listeners, because the beautiful thing about technology is you can have somebody in Toronto listening to your show because they fuck with you online, and that's dope to me. That it's a bigger reach, but it's still, you know what I'm saying, it's rooted in that Carolina way, and that's where it, you know, that whole the whole Chitlin circuit, man, that whole is where I'm coming. But we're gonna do a promo tour. We coming, just come and touch everybody. Come fuck with everybody. Just if you feeling this music, we got a couple more. We're gonna do a Southern Soul EP this year. But I'm so grateful, man. It's just surreal. But I'm grateful that people are receiving this music. Are they receiving it? And I promise everybody that's fucking with Keith Broham, I ain't going to ever let you down. As long as I'm breathing, I'm going to keep making this good music. I ain't going to stop. And it's just going to be something for us. We older, grown people, man. I'm from, like, man, maybe 28, but definitely 35 up, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just some feel-good music. Not even no music to me. I ain't going to call it no creatives music trash. I don't care if you sat there and you created something, whether it's good or whether other people like it. If you created it, I respect that and I appreciate it. But the content to me, my content, is just about feel good. It's about the vibe. It's about bringing everybody in, no matter the sex, no matter what they listed as, no matter anything, big, short, small, whatever. It's like Good Loving. Good Loving represents all women. Good Loving is not, because any smart man would tell you, if you love women and you like, just what that saying say, if I could tell by the way you walk, your pussy's good. You can't put no size, no color, or no kind of thing or associate no good pussy. You just can't go.
No.
I'm sorry, it just ain't. And you can laugh, I'm just, and a real man's going to agree with me. Because just like a slim woman got good loving, a big woman got good loving. It's just about whatever we like and whatever we into. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the Broham's the vibe is about. Is just bringing everybody into it. And you know, if your good loving is somebody of the same sex, that's your good loving. It's all good. Come to the show, bring them in. Shit, I don't care. Don't fuck with me. I'm out here. We out here having fun because I've seen two of the closest thing to me die. I saw that. I've seen them personally, and I'm glad. I'm grateful. I moved back for that. That's the chapters in life where I moved back. But I'm looking at life like life is too short to be fucking up or fucking around, bullying, judging, hating, any of the other dumbass shit that don't even fucking matter. Why would I care what you look like, whatever? If it ain't bothering me, it ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm not judging. I ain't hating. I ain't got nothing to do with it. I ain't doing nothing but congratulating and being thankful and sitting here like, damn, I got a Kool-Aid smile because I'm fucking with Cat Daddy. And I, you know what I'm saying? From the first time when we was on the Nerve DJ sitting, you said, I got your belt one more. I like this joint, and was just 100 and stayed 100 and been rocking with me. And to be able to actually put some records out that they messing with to solidify the support. So it's one thing to have DJ supporting you, but it's another thing to really give them something to support.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I will share to artists. I'm not gonna trash any no creative shit. But if you're gonna go in there and you play and you go in there, don't be playing with it. This is what you really wanna do. Go in there, that's what I call the Studio A. The Studio A is when you bring the real shit to. So if you're an artist and you really just sit there and be real to yourself, be true to yourself. And if you do sound similar to Lil Baby or T-Pain or anybody else, and you put your own elements and you make that motherfucker you. You make it you so they'll see the difference, you know what I'm saying? It might be similarities, but it's still, they know it's you. So that's what I share to anybody, man, is keep creating, but stay true to yourself and be original, man. And this is not just for artists. Anybody that got podcasts, your shit, I don't follow too many people. But it's the content. The content I follow people. Because I'm a leader by nature. But I people when they talking about something, it makes sense. And they're not just posting other stuff, and they're not just talking about other stuff. So I can listen to the station and hear some great music. Even like the couple of records I heard before we start talking. You know what I'm saying? It was rap, but it was some good shit. I can always trust that if I'm tapping into anything Cat Daddy doing, it's gonna have whether it's indie artists or whether they signed or whether they local, it's gonna be hot. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I just like to share with anybody, man. Because you never get a second chance to make that first impression. Just like if you're talking to whoever your significant or you meet whoever you're trying to meet or trying to get a job interview, you want to impress somebody. If you're doing this music and you want to present it to a DJ, you want to impress them too, just like you want to impress the fans. So especially if they fucking with you, stay consistent. Keep giving them some high shit. And I promise you, these next two Southern Soul joints that I send to you, when we get, they hold me back because I got a team of cats that we ain't signed nothing yet, but I got a team of cats that's some thoroughbred cats that been at the label before. So I understand what artists feel like. Well, I want to just put stuff out. But there is a business to it. There's a business of music, just like there's a business around it, surrounding it, in media and in press and radio. There's a business in it. And, you know, even when you're doing, you can't just, in a certain way that you got to structure your radio interviews or your show or your whatever, your podium, in a certain way we got to do when we put this music out. But this year, we are doing the Southern Soul Project featuring Keith Broham, which is the EP. I'm so fucking grateful that everybody down south is accepting me because I'm from California. And I didn't want to seem corny doing Southern Soul, like, oh, he's just trying this because, I really feel it because my mama from the South, and that's how she raised me. So, as you know, I might not be from there, but that's how I was raised. So, you know, but to have people in the South, DJs and people that's like Pandora going crazy, streaming in the South, all this stuff, Apple, Spotify, these numbers are going up. It's just, I'm thankful. Yeah, I cry almost every other day, missing my mother and my brother, being real, being honest. But that's the grieving process. But I also feel good that there's other people out here that's loving this gift that God gave me. So I'm gonna keep going with it. Keep going, bro.
Definitely gotta keep going. Gotta keep moving. Hey, I'm sorry to hear about the mama. Oh, sorry to hear about
you, man. We it's a part of life. It always, I tell people, if you still got your mama here, do it. Whatever it may, don't even got to call every day and seem corny, man. But if she call and want to go to the store or do something that you might not know, because as guys, we kind of just be into us. But if she, man, do it. Because there's going to be times when she's not here and you wish you had her to do it. You know what I'm saying? So if you were any of your parents, any of your loved ones, it's like it was an older guy told me, because I was really, really, right when my mom first died, he said, let me share something with you. Love on the people that are still here more than you loving on the people that are gone. And it hit me hard, and I was like, okay, my dad's still here, but they didn't take it to now. He had a point. Yeah, you might feel guilt because you didn't have this time or do this with your mom, but you still got your dad or you still got your brother's kids. You got these people, so you go and you got to go on. You can't give up. We got to go on, man. So, yeah, that's the next single. It's called Pray For Me. It's not even a Southern Soul single. It's a single, the night my brother died on me from he had a heart attack. 49, didn't even make 50. Always been smaller than me, whatever. It was his time. I came home and didn't even want to be alive, man. Thought about committing suicide. And I thought about his kids. And I just heard this piano track. And I wrote this song called Pray For Me. Because nobody would pick the phone up when I was calling that night. I was calling. I really was calling. Some people do call. Some people just sit there and they be in pain and they deal with it. But some people call. I have people that usually they might, you know what I'm saying? But I don't blame people because they're dealing in their other shit with their lives. But I will, this song is going to just open the door to be like, yo, man, sometimes people might just be calling for a real reason. And even if you're mad at a person, you don't even be that serious. If you're going to end up crying when they gone, it don't make no sense to be mad at them then. So that's what that's why it's the next single, because I'm seeing a lot of mental illness and mental stress since COVID started going on all of us, man. We all lost something to somebody. We all got fucked up somehow. COVID just hit, and, you know, eggs. I used to laugh at my Mexican neighbor. We grew up together in the Bay, so we Latin, black and brown is tight like that. So, but I laugh at them because they had the hens and the chickens, the pet chickens and hens, and they'd be roosting early in the morning, and we'd be joking my neighbor. And I'm sitting there looking at the price of these eggs. I was like, shit, they was before they time. People would tell you, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just people just living life, man. We doing us. And that's what I want to do with the music, is I want to write music for my neighbor, for people like you, for other people that just punching their clock. Like my brother worked 32 years at UPS. I want to write music for real people. I don't want, you know what I'm saying, not to say that anybody that's got a lot of money ain't real.
Yeah.
But I always like chilling in the crowd versus VIP. I'm just that cat. So I want to write records for the person that had to work all week. He might be in the club and he might be chipped in by the section and they doing their thing, but he got to go back and punch that clock, and it is what it is. And that's who I write music for, just to whoever it is, just because that's what life is, man. It's they call it regular folks, but I call it real folks. Mm. I don't understand the definition of regular. Regular is regular, because my mom always told me all these celebrities do, they eat shit and sleep just like you. So if they eat shit and sleep just like me, then I don't understand the difference of regular and this and that and the third. If you fucking with my music, fucking with my music. Yeah, I might have to have security because it's 100 or 1,000 people liking my music and I can't, you know what I'm saying, but fuck, whatever. I ain't gonna stop, whatever. We just vibing. So I just, you know, there's structures to being an artist, and you can't be so accessible, so I get that part of it, to like fans that way, but any DJ fucking with, any DJ, man, I always put, like I put on the post on Instagram, any DJ need any of my records, get at me personally. Yeah, we got a team. I got a team of thoroughbreds that do their thing, but I will never, ever, ever shit on any DJ, because it was DJs that took me from the street team. I was putting up poster boards and handing out flyers, and it was some DJs in Virginia. Those group of DJs that helped me understand how to build relationships with DJs, and they was talking my name to Kevin Lyles and this and that and the third. And those DJs helped me get to New York. After I left New York, it was DJs that helped me stay an indie rep, working other artists and stay paying my bills that way. And now as an artist, it's DJs helping me realize my dream and helping me expose it to my core target demographic. And you mean to tell me I can't even fathom shitting on that. I can't. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just sit on myself and I'm gonna do that. I can't even. That's just like, that's crazy to me, because of the nature of how it come from. Yeah, if I was an artist, I see a lot of artists, and I don't necessarily blame them, because they don't, you know, yeah, they gotta shake hands and kiss babies and do the politic game. But I want to change that too, though, because that's fake to me. Because if you want to shake hands, kiss babies, and then you get where you're going, and you skyrocket. And then it's like, if this DJ ain't on 5 days a week on a major station, you don't necessarily kind of, you know what I'm saying, have to know him like that. That ain't who I am. If you fucking with me and you helping me, I don't care if it's terrestrial, it's underground, online, just a podcast. Again, whatever it is, college, whatever it is, if you helping me do this and you helping expose it, or anything else I got going on, moving forward from this point, then we locked in, like really locked in, and we just here, and that's for any DJ. Whether you help me at the beginning of it or you come on with the next album or whatever, that's just how I feel about the DJs, man, because I was raised that way, and they helped me so much in the game. I got so many stories of how DJs helped me in this game and I'm going to share them throughout these interviews and throughout this stuff, man, so I can help educate other artists, these younger artists. Don't just always rush over here and bypass somebody that can help you take your shit a lot further, just going off of what you see or what you think about, or you know what I'm saying? You know, because social media, a lot of that shit is cap.
Yeah.
You know that. A lot of social media is cap. If a lot of us out here got to get up tomorrow on a Monday, it might look good on Saturday and Sunday, but again, got to get up on a Monday and do these jobs, man. Yo, I was doing Uber and Lyft 3 years ago. I'm in the Bay Area. I picked up Ghazi, CEO of Empire. He stays in, you know, he's in from Frisco. That's in the Bay Area. I ain't sharing fam's location because that's the man, you know, it's my people's. Mm-hmm. But I picked him up from his crib, and I'm in the car driving, and I'm once the executive for Russell Simmons Music Group, J Records, and a little bit of Def Jam, and I'm like, wow, this guy's, and I'm kind of ashamed of myself, cat. And I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never been afraid of shit. I was like, should I say something? I'm like, fuck it. I was like, you guys, you right there, yeah. I was like, man, I'm Big Keith. I do this on the side. He said, I know who you are. He knew who I was when he got in the car. He knew who I was when he saw my picture, when he knew the drive. So he knew who I was. He just wasn't going to say nothing. But guys, he's a real one because he didn't judge me. He started telling me a story that he got one of his artists on Empire that when he go to L.A., they drive Uber. So he paid them to take him around. You know what I'm saying? So, again, until you get where you're going, it ain't nothing wrong with going to get a gig, a legal job, when you ain't got to look over your back, worry about nobody fucking with you. Wherever your hustle is, go get a hustle. Do it. You know what I'm saying? And invest in yourself and push. And if you really, really, truly are deserving of this and really supposed to be here, trust the process and it will happen.
For real. And that's what a whole lot of artists don't understand. Hey, like you said earlier, hey, what if it come overnight? Hey, it ain't meant to be, or it ain't general. It ain't the real. To work for it, that's what the real is.
Yes, sir.
For sure. And we about to get it back into some more of your music. I got on.
Let's do it.
Let's see. Ain't no bitch in me and bitch. Beautiful lady over here.
Huh?
I say I got ain't no bitch in me and beautiful lady over here.
Yeah. That's why I'm here. There ain't no bitch in me because they, you know what I'm saying, while we still in the Southern Soul mode, there ain't no bitch in me is the first Southern Soul record I did that's taking everybody, you know what I'm saying, their ears by storm.
Okay. Let's get it.
Shout out my mama for helping me write this record. Rest in peace, woman.
You ain't no bitch to me. No bitch to me. You gotta do what moms do, say. Hey, she said. Hey, you already know. Definitely. Certified banger right now. Definitely.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, bro.
For sure, for sure. Hey, now, keep on hand. We just getting geared up for 2023. Hey, I know you're going to be out there pushing. Hey, you get down here to the Carolinas, definitely holler at me. If you get out there to the South by Southwest, definitely holler at me, too, because I got a couple stages out there at the South by Southwest, too. So you get out there.
Oh, we coming. I'm messing with you. Yo, I got you, man. You know what I'm saying? We gonna talk, man. We'll get on the phone tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not that, oh, shit, if you come this way, holler, shit, man, call me tomorrow, man. I'm not that. Like, when I say you locked in, we locked in, dog. It ain't even got to be. And then when I say hit me, it ain't necessarily like hit me. I'm the kind of cat. You ain't got necessarily, when I hit you, I ain't necessarily be hitting you about a record. They hit you, see what's good, what's going on out there, what's okay. All right, well, okay, well, you know, you told me you got the South by Southwest, so I know that already, so that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
What else, you know what I'm saying? What else popping out? What else you got popping out there in Greensboro that I might need to come fuck with or come out there? You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. That's the nature of these relationships that I try to share with people, that you need to build and fuck with people. Don't just fuck with people to just fuck with them. Fuck with them. Because, like, when you can, again, this whole shit is about lifting as I rise. And I'm not going to ever let that go. People are like, I want to lift as I rise, man. And if it's just some shit, like, whatever the fuck. So again, let's hop on the phone tomorrow, chop it up, and we can definitely lock in the South by Southwest, because I want to come fuck with you on that. You know what I'm saying? But if it's some other shit that's going on, you know what I'm saying, out there in Greensboro, because I need to get out that way anyway. Again, my co-manager is from Charlotte. I need to tag you in with her as well. You know? So it's all love, man. I appreciate you. Thank you for having me. Thank everybody that's on this motherfucker listening, that's fucking with Keith Broham. That if y'all fucking with me, again, it's at The Real Keith Broham on Instagram, and on Twitter, it's me, Keith Broham. And so, yo, tap in and follow, man. Engage with me, because I engage. If y'all some shit that's worth fucking with, I'm fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? We can't fuck with everybody because of optics or whatever it is as far as that. But I also want to change the narrative on that thing. I don't necessarily ever want to be that artist that's following one person. And, like, there's no way, because there's too many DJs out there for me to just sit there and follow one. I'm going to follow every DJ. That's what's going to happen, especially if they fucking with me and they supporting me. You'll never see my page. Oh, he white. Nah, they don't do that. Okay, that's cool. That's again, original. I'm not trying to emulate nobody. I understand social media is built a certain way, and you do this. But there's no way you're not going to see me unfollowing DJs so I can look like, okay, you just want to have an artist page. Yeah, I got the artist page, but my DJs are included in my artist page. So that's who I am. I'm almost some real shit. And loved ones too. If we've been rocking and you part of my circle, I got love for you and we cool. Ain't no changing up, man. Too old for that. And that's not what the music is about. The music is about bringing everybody together and about the vibe, feel good. Again, it's not the kumbaya stuff as you hear. Y'all heard the content of the song. There's some real stuff. It's a deeper message, but it ain't necessarily nothing that, you know. Not to say that the grandmamas don't love the music. They love it because it's not vulgar. It's not like, yeah, you hear the curse words, and I got radio and the Bible Belt. They ask for the squeaky clean, and I got the squeaky clean versions. For anybody that, any DJs that's listening, you want the clean, I got clean. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, again, man, I can't just say it enough. I ain't gonna keep you on too long, man, but I'm just so thankful to be here. I'm so thankful that people are fucking with this, man. Like, truly, truly fucking with it. It's organic and it's building. Like, because this has just been us, you know, that labels are now talking And I was like, damn, that's been a dream. Like, it was all a dream, and now it's for real, for real. So I want to keep having fun, and I want to keep everybody excited about it. I want to keep the supporters excited. And the only way to keep the supporters, people that support you, and this for everybody, whatever they supporting, whether it's music, you got a clothing brand, you got selling lashes, you're selling hair, you're selling shoes, you're selling whatever. The only way to keep people supporting you is to keep them feeling good about their supporting you. They can feel good about supporting you. Why would I make you feel bad about giving me support? And I know how people do that, but I know how I'm not going to do that. You don't make nobody feel like, damn, I wish I didn't do this, or I shouldn't have did that. Nah, we don't want to do that. We want to. Only thing you do is nurture a relationship. If you got a supporter, only thing you can do, in my eyes, is nurture the relationship and keep the relationship going. You don't burn bridges, because there ain't nothing worth it. Life's too short to burn bridges, bro. So, again, y'all have a good night. Thank y'all for fucking with Keith Broham. Cat Daddy, hit me tomorrow, man. Let's tap in. Let's lock some shit in. South by Southwest, I'm fucking with Cat Daddy. Let's go.
For sure. Definitely on lock in. Hey, now before you wild out, hey, put that contact information out there one more time for my people.
All right, all
gonna,
right.
We're going to do a little bit of repeat action. I was about to say,
let's go. We got to. We got to keep doing it. Keep doing it. See, I'll keep getting it. I'll say it again like three more times. Instagram at The Real Keith Broham. Broham, Broughham. At The Real Keith Broham. Instagram, Twitter, it's me, Keith Broham. And Facebook, just Keith Broham. You know, hit me up, man. Tap in. Any artist, if y'all got some shit and you want to collab, check my music. We got some shit. I ain't just on here fuck with Cat Daddy because we got some, it ain't no shit. But if you want to collab, I'm down. Let's rock. Let's rock. I'm lifting as we rise. You know what I'm saying? You know, like on some, like the Fat Joseph, you know, obviously when this paperwork signed, the prices didn't, because other shit gets involved and we have to have features and feature fees. But if I promise this cat that's out here, and I always say this, if I promise you a feature or I promise you a record, because I got a couple DJs I got to do records for, they mixtape. But if I promise you something, my granddaddy told me one time, he co-signed for this car for me, man. And I share this, it made me feel like shit. He co-signed for this brand new Mustang for me. And I got laid off, and I got the car repossessed. And he told me, if you ever get in trouble, let me know. And I'm young, but I didn't tell him. And he found out about it. So he called me out there, and he said, Grandson, let me tell you, as a man, all you got is your nuts and your word. Money and all that other shit don't matter. If you give a man your word, you stick to that. So I said, that's where I'm at with it, bro. That's where I'm at. My word is my bond. If I say I'm fucking with you, I'm fucking with you. I say, hit me tomorrow. Let's talk with you. All this stuff that I'm saying is because that's how I live. Life is too short to be sitting there playing. I ain't got time to be sitting there lying. I didn't lie to my mama, so I ain't going to lie to another motherfucker. So let's rock, man. Appreciate y'all. God bless. Good night, man. Get at me on social media. Stream more. Broham, fuck with me.
For sure. We tagging him with some stuff right now. We're going to let him ride out to this good love one more time. You already know what it is.
Let's ride out, man. Let's ride out. Shout out Bump Box, man. Yeah, y'all tap in www.bumpbox or go on Instagram at Bump Box. And that's the BUMPBOXX. It's the sexiest, loudest fucking Bluetooth speaker out. Yo, shout out all the cats at Bump Box is fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? Let me do my thing, you know, because I'm kind of just like directing this Broham Bump Box marketing thing. Like, it's a partnership thing, but I'm kind of like the brainchild, and they let me rock with it, and they happy with it. So I just want y'all to fuck with them, man, and trust me. If you get, because for the ladies, they got the smaller ones, but for us guys, they got this joint. It's like, it's a nostalgia thing for older people with the boom box, but for the younger people, it's just a dope shit, man. Bump, I see the 49ers and all these cats coming in with this bump box. It ain't no crazy. It ain't just no bad. This shit is dope. It's dope. And I'm trying to set up some DJ, because they got the custom bump box. So I want to do a DJ line. So we in talks for that. We got some different shit. Let's talk about that tomorrow too, Kat. So we talk the different shit, man. Shout out Bump Box. Shout out Nova Men. Shout out Dizzle Brand. Dizzle Brand is black owned, 100% black owned. You know what I'm saying? It's a infused premium liquor out of L.A., really big out of L.A., man. Shout out everybody that believed in me early. Yeah, I had relationships, but they didn't have to say, yeah, I want to mess with you. I want you to help push my brand. And they did that. And for me to have these four brand partners like that are solidifying, that got some weight out here, that are really backing me and supporting me, yo, I'm grateful to them just as well as I'm grateful to people that are fucking with them and fucking with me, fucking with you. I'm grateful to everybody that's fucking with you before Keith Broham, this first record. I'm grateful because we couldn't even be on this show right here if it hadn't been for those first people or the people leading up to this. So shout out to you for keep going. Shout out to everybody, man. I'm just sitting to get my ass off this phone, bro, because I'm talking. I'm saying, but I'm just, again, I'm happy. I feel good. It's about the vibe. Man, but yo, one love, y'all. God bless. Good night, man. Holla at me, Kat.
All right, holla at you. You already know. Appreciate you dropping by. You welcome anytime.
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
Thought I did that chopper like I see you, boy.
Bro, him.
Ma. I could tell by the way that you walk. Your pussy is good. Personality match your body face. Your attitude match your face. I can tell you when I'm holding late. You can tell me when to stay. Yeah. I can tell by the way that you walk. Your pussy is good.
Somebody else gonna have their hands on. Plus, I got a whole lot of new music. I got my hands on. One of your go-go radio stations gonna have their hands on it. Hey, anything you wanna hear, hit me up. 336-523-9381. Press 1. Holler at your boy, Cat Daddy. Get at me. Hit my Cat Daddy, Marsh Payton.
Any of my underground talk pages. You know how my shit go down. Hey, stay tuned. Hey, congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles. Hey, congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. Hey, there's going to be a Super Bowl for you. I already know what it is. I don't know why the Cowgirls are still out there talking. Hey, you got your ass whooped last week. And the guy is still talking. Hey, what the fuck are you talking for? Hey, somebody invite me. Hey, this shit, boy.
CDS,
I'm
looking for shine. Yeah, yeah. CDS,
don't perfect time. Oh, yeah. You better get your before your get got. She wanna fix it, she wanna shine. I told her take a lick, I told her take a shot. I told her don't really and I told her make some clouds, yeah. She took the hard away, I took her hard away. Soon as she called today, I'ma tell her pull up in the road, but don't put on no draw, baby. I'ma give her cat money and tell her to fuck up tomorrow later. She wanna be down with me. I wanna be up with him. Y'all fuck with him, but you stuck with her. You a sucker, you in love with her. I just fuck with her, just a box with her. And every time you make a match, you get in touch with
you. Better rush your shot before I take away. I might have a smoking gas and sip of rosé. The money ain't a thing, I keep it on me. You can get what you want, girl, it's on me. Cause I just wanna flex, finesse. Cop your VDS. Run up in the mall, we can spend the whole check. I wanna flex, finesse. Cop your VDS. Run up in the mall, we can spend the whole check.
I told her, I'm not never allowed to hit the gal. We finna blow the sand. She see my VDS and then she down there had a heart attack. You know I blow the strongest pack. Christian Luke and me and Hurdy. Need to know they worth. She coming out of shirt, won't have no questions. I'm still the first. I let her use my flyer. She got half off on the Louis Burke. I heard she the red, but I just want some. I took her to the bed. She pulling on my dress. I shot her baby daddy in the leg. Hope some suckers be sad. I'm too proud to bed. The bottom of my shoe they banging red. I'm lifting up a leg. She telling me go harder. I'm just ducking fit. My OG telling me be smarter. Running up a check. Heard he sweet and got finesse.
Daddy gave you dead. They ain't breathing. Kiss your lips and lick your neck. white grip in your bleach. Spending me pits and lingerie. Girl, who you see? I love the way you stand. Girl, you know it's 10 to count. A big old bag of cash without no panic, that romantic. That ballin' stuff ain't new to us. Hit them all and do too much. Girl, I got that bag, it ain't no such thing, and we screw too much.
You better get your girl before I take away. I'ma have a smoking gas and sippin' rosé. Cause money ain't a thing, I keep it on me. You can get what you want, girl, it's on me. Cause I just wanna flex with this. Cop you VVS. Run up in the mall, we can spend the whole check. I wanna flex with this. Cop you VVS. Run up in the mall, we can spend the whole check.
Look, she know I'm about that bread, I'm about that timber now. I tell her stay far from your friends, see what they hating for. You drippin' in diamond, baby. This might be the problem, baby. The money in shower, baby. I'm rubbing the game right on you. Sitting at the red light in the creep. I ride through the seven wall with you. I fly as a parachute with a Gucci bucket in the new coupe. I know you come from uptown, got a thing thing for you too. I drop down on play ball, screaming rich gang, what it do?
Rich gang.
You been in the family. They call it a Bible. When Mac really come home, he gon' see I'm building monopolies. It took a little seminar just to change your life. It took a little seminar just to get the shoes right, right.
Cop you VVS.
VVS, gonna make it shine. Yeah.
Cop you VVS.
VVS, gonna Christmas puppet time.
This boy Cat Daddy on all my playlist.
Have a new pool. Two blocks, hit a bar. After my shooters don't miss. I'm not with the cap of the internet beef. No, you will never hear me diss. And we got a fetish for running it up. I fucking bitch and never kiss. Heard your niggas bought me the fix. And we got the low cause they trip. Ain't tryna hit shit cause if they cross the land. Then I send my hitters, they hit. Nothing that fair, but you try to play. Then I send my members to blip. Ain't tryna hit shit cause it's just how I get. They gon' get everybody that's with him. If he up and he bust, he gon' blip. Call my dog, you know they cook the sickle. All of my members, they legends. Disrespecting me, you damn sack. And the reason that we never worry about shit is because we keep a lot of weapons. Mama try to beg us to keep me in church, but I'm on the block with the fellas. If I tell me you do something, do it by yourself. Why, cause these niggas be telling. Versace, my shirt, she a maid. Fuck her and don't call her for days. I used to trap and was quick to hit licks. I couldn't make minimum wage. We demon this nigga out the cage. Send Ben just to rock the stage. Same niggas be hating, same niggas be fan. Bitch, niggas stop watching my page. And I'm off this extra like I'm in the days, but I ain't lacking by the way. I got help in the cut and I swear if you clutch, everybody just get out the way. He said it's his bitch, but I swear I can tell, cause that little bitch all in my face. I'm acting like I'm out of space, police pull us over, we doing the race. Hit him. After my shooters don't miss. I'm not with the cap of the internet beef. No, you will never hear me diss. And we got a fetish for running it up. I fuck his bitch and never kiss her. Heard your niggas bought me the fix. And we got the low cause they trip. Ain't tryna hit shit cause if they cross the land. Then I send my hitters, they hit him. Nothing that fair, but you try to play. Then I send my members to blip. Ain't tryna hit shit cause it's just how I get. They gon' get everybody that's with him. If he up and he bust, he gon' blip. Call my dog, you know they quick to sick him. Gang.
Get it. About 30 more minutes. I'm going to go on here. Get you up out of here tonight.
Hopping out the bird, I don't care about the weather. Drip too hard, I apply different pressure. I'm the big eagle, can't roll for my feathers. Hustle from the start, should've won a gold medal. Flew overseas and went shopping for new trip. Yeah, I call it drip, got a water in the cruise ship. I'm a big sniper, got the carbon with the blue tips. In that tub, but in public, you don't do shit. Smoked all my runs, need to order a new zip. Drop a plate, we gon' run us a new flip. Run up on me and you making a new slip. 30 round game, bitch, I'm keeping the full stick. Gotta be cautious round niggas and move with jealousy, envy, they all with the bullshit. Needing my distance, they hate it, shit kill quick. Whole different man when I flip, but they kill switch. Hopping out the bird, I don't care about the weather. Drill too hard. hard, I apply different pressure. On the big you can't rub my fellas. Hustle from the start, should've won a gold medal. Pouring up the walk, just in time for the breakfast. I'm sliding through the traffic and you know I got the medal. On the way, different way, took it to another level. She love me for my mind, ain't way too clever. She digging and kid like she looking for treasure. They painting my heart from the years of deception. I pray for my Glock, that my favorite possession. I make it rain bullets for family protection. She said she ain't do ever made an exception. Exceptional nigga, I talk like a blessing. You gone in a ball and you start off finessing. I don't do no talking, can't answer no questions. Hopping out the bird, I don't care about the weather. Drip too hard, I apply different pressure. On the big, you can't rub my feathers. Hustle from the start, should've won a gold medal. Flew overseas and went shopping for new trip. Yeah, I call it drip, got a wetter than the cruise ship. I'm a big sniper, got a carbon with the blue tips. In that tub, but in public, you don't do shit.
Hey, Castro, go crazy.
Yeah, soup, we gone, huh? Stop, we good,
stop,
chill, we on,
chill,
scale, huh?
Let's go,
Domingo, huh? Let's go,
Migo.
Take, huh? Let's go, huh? Set, huh? Let's roll,
hey.
Straightening. Yeah, don't nothing get strainin' but strainin'. Don't nothing get strainin' but strainin'. Don't nothing get strainin' but strainin'. You don't get shit straight, you don't strainin'. In this game, sit back, be patient. Niggas act like the game went vacant. Niggas act like something been taken.
What?
Ain't nothing but a little bit of straightening. Been kicking shit popping out daily. On the island, it's a movie I'm making. I'm counting the Niro's with Robert De Niro. He telling them that you're amazing. Put that
shit on.
Nigga get shit on.
Shit on.
I bought two whips and I put my bitch on. She put this wrist on.
Rich.
She fat the wrist, said it went Richard Mille prone. Turn a pandemic into a pandemic, you know that's the shit that we on.
Yes, sir.
Them niggas gon' pull up and L at the shit, it's together, won't fuck with you, homes. I don't do the fake kicking.
No.
There go a rocket, it's taking it.
Two.
It's a problem with few, then we straightening it.
Straight.
Swap out the cap with a demon in it. Upgrade the band up with fiends in it.
Ooh.
I got some shooters you seen with me. We're running shit back, I just seen 10 it. We gonna get straight. Straightening.
Straight.
Don't nothing get strainin' but strainin'.
Hey.
Don't nothing get strainin' but strainin'. Don't nothing get strainin' but strainin'.
Straight.
You don't get shit straight, you don't strainin'.
No. You don't get shit straight if you don't strain it.
No.
I'm the type to sit back and watch patient.
Watch.
Do a trick with the stick, it's amazing.
Stick.
In the bando, trapping out bacon. Low zone like I'm starring in the Matrix.
Matrix.
I keep the cookie like my grandma made it.
Cookie.
I get the keys and the pounds and the babies.
Keys.
And the bridge came white like shaded.
White.
Drive the Lambo through the avenue.
Skirt.
Pretty little bit with an attitude.
Bad.
Give a shout out to them white boys.
Boy.
All white rolls look radical.
Radical.
Keep you a fire, don't let them take
no.
it. If they get charged, you gotta get straight.
Straight.
I got your op, I give them a facelift. My niggas lurking and spending the day shift.
Look.
I got them rat when you see me.
Rack A.
Spin back to back, it's a repeat.
Spin.
Championship, it's a three-peat.
Shoot
out the window like Drizzy and Freaky.
Freak.
I keep it on me, believe me.
Yes, sir.
I be up high where the trees be.
High.
I go and put on so much of this ice. They say don't touch me, you gon' freeze me.
Straightening. Yeah,
straight.
Straining. Yeah,
straight.
Don't nothing get straining but straining.
Hey.
Don't nothing get straining but straining.
Two.
Don't nothing get straining but straining.
Straight.
You don't get shit straight, you straining.
Get my straining.
Strain.
Automatic handgun like the Navy.
Automatic.
I keep 100 round drum, ain't fading. Turn a nigga to a mummy with a payment. Terminate him with the money, it will grave.
Terminate.
Spin an op block, rockin' by baby. Made it talk stop, made it mama hate.
Make it hate.
We were trapping at the spot out the bay.
That's
man and your devil, we spent on your block.
Spin.
I pop a perk and I'm gone berserk. And I woke up and bought me a job. Like fuck it. Straight to the point, I get straight to the straight. And your brother, he can't even crawl. We gutted them, nobody talk.
We gutted them.
New color, then starts out the fall.
New
color, then hustling, beat down the wall.
Beat down.
On with the stubble, lost our rubber. Now keep a Mac in the back of the Tesla. On with the gang, we can never be selfish. Watch how I throw some of the dripping professors. Saw the Kill Tech, then I bought a compressor. Time to press them, eat them for breakfast. Taught them a lesson, I'm never confessing. Never my message, somebody stretch them.
Stretch. Straining. Yeah,
straight.
Straining. Yeah,
straight.
Don't nothing get straining but straining.
Hey.
Don't nothing get straining but straining.
Ooh.
Don't nothing get straining but straining.
Straight.
You don't get shit straight, you don't straining.
Nah.
Don't nothing get straining but straining. You feel me?
Don't
I don't know what y'all think going on out there, but you know what I mean?
We straight.
Don't hang straight,
straight,
straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, straight, stra
We don't get no, get no, no. We don't get no, we don't get no, get no, no. We don't get no. Out in public,
public,
and we run,
run, run.
Out in public,
public,
and we run,
run, run. Get right.
I got too many diamonds on, I look awesome.
Get right.
Yeah, after I hit that, she need a walker.
Smack. Get right.
I done shook them problems off, now I'm bossing.
Get right.
Yeah, stack the money tall, back to ballin'.
Take off.
Get right.
Big boy wrong for the lane, I be hogging.
Big boy wrong.
Lip up the cookie, mustard, yeah, it's foggy.
Cookie wall.
I can park it, still be sparking, do no talking. Watch me hit the target, merch the carpet, then departed.
All set.
We don't get two choppers hanging out the road, road truck.
Pop em.
Go play with your kid, cause I up. Cheap up, so why would I cup?
Hey,
we rich, lit. We about to go up the space. Go told her that took me a rich. Cause I have raps on my plate.
Racks. I make you go get the bag, baby, we living a dream. Living a dream. Gang not coming in left, top ranks, then loyalty.
Top ranks.
It's millionaire campaign, that's what it's supposed to be.
Campaign.
Pray my soul to keep when I go to sleep.
Oh,
we don't get no,
get no,
no. We don't get no. We don't get no,
no, no.
We don't get no. Out in public,
public,
and we run,
run, run.
Out in public,
public,
and we run,
run, run.
Get right. I got too many diamonds on, I look awesome.
Get right.
Yeah, after I hit that, she need a walker.
Smack. Get right.
I done shook them problems off, now I'm bossing.
Get right.
Yeah, stack the money tall, back to ballin'.
Get right.
Split it.
Yeah.
Split it.
Yeah, yeah.
Drop tight road.
Yeah.
Put up.
Yeah.
Shit it. No confetti. Big man did
it,
I gotta did it.
Woo!
We don't get no, we don't get no,
you don't know.
Give her a couple bucks,
what?
Get a tummy tuck, whoa.
Hey,
tuck me up,
yeah.
20 bills in my clothes.
Hey.
I got a bulletproof truck, I got a backwards doors on the right.
Get no,
we don't get no,
get no,
no.
We don't get no,
we don't get no,
get no,
no.
No.
We don't get no. Out in public,
public,
and we run,
run, run.
Out in public,
public,
and we run,
run, run.
Get right. I got too many diamonds on, I look awesome.
Get right.
Yeah, after I hit that, she need a walker.
Smack. Get right.
I done shook them problems off, now I'm bossing.
Get right.
Yeah, stack the money tall, back to ballin'.
Yeah.
I done been round the whole globe and did a few laps and brought back a whole tie. Shit has been time in the hood and found nothing else is better than that side. I done went set up the jack and made shit a bag and gotta push packs fine. Stuck at the top of the chain, the top of her brain, can't fall off it one time.
Oh my God.
Say, how we live outrageous.
All right.
We don't count the days, we just count the payments. Let that juvie play, she start rejuvenating.
A lot
of that we say, everything we face it.
We don't get no,
get no,
no.
We don't get no,
we don't get no,
get no,
no.
No.
We don't get no. Out in public,
public,
and we run,
run, run.
Out in public,
public,
and we run,
run, run, run.
Get right. I got too many diamonds on, I look awesome.
Get right.
Yeah, after I hit that, she need a walker.
Smack. Get right.
I done shook them problems off, now I'm bossing.
Get right.
Yeah, stack the money tall, back to ballin'.
Get right.
Pour a drink and turn your speakers up for DJ Cardiac.
Pulled up and lost on them fortune, y'all don't win. I ain't even had the question cause they know who it is.
But I got my son up in it. I'm full of pills.
Oh, you gon' run and talk. You gon' get 40 zil in. Okay, pop, really thin. That's why I'm at right in, ain't not why I'm known as. Okay, my mama told me pop, I fall.
And do my dance,
I fall. Why I'm in it. This for my grandfather, I told him I'd never mess up, no. He said me keep my burn on, make sure my money long. Heart hurting bad, think about 10, no, they don't coming home. Fat back, been in and out, got a new case, just want me to get it gone.
My sister,
I ain't seen that again in a minute, over 7 times, never seen my... Better tell him I... Hanging out that escalator with them, talking to my mom about what they claim, and watch it then. Tell him...
Dying out of balls, man. Down on the door,
down on the door.
Thinking about the one I ain't even tuck my chain.
Like, yeah, that's how you won't do it.
Pulled up and lost, done unfortunate, y'all don't win.
I ain't even had the question, cause they know I'm who it is.
But I got my son up in it, I'm full of pills.
Oh, you gon' run and talk, you gon' get 40 zil in.
Okay, pop, really 10. That's why I'm at right in, ain't not why I'm known as. Okay, my mama told me pop, and do my dance, I did.
Tell me how you want it.
without you, without you. For 7 days straight, and now I can't live without you. And if we ever broke up, I won't have a kid without you. You forever in my heart, I won't forget about you. I be crushing you on Monday like it's Wednesday. Depressed about that, what your friends say. G63 is what your friends say. I'm so happy you ain't listen to your friends, babe. You can tell me how you want it, how you need it, I don't mind. Need you right here by my side, cause out of sight, it's out of mind. And out of spite, you hit the climb, but I was hype. I hit your line a few more times, when you hit back, I'm gon' respond.
Tell me how you want it, yeah. Call me and I'm on my way.
She don't wait in lines if it's too long. She don't drive the whip unless the roof fall. Only want a car when the cash out. Only take the pick when I out. She from Malibu, Malibu. If you ain't got a foreign, then she laugh at you. Malibu, Malibu. Spending daddy's money with an attitude. Roxanne, Roxanne. All she wanna do is party all night.
Still pouring on the paint of V, crazy Rolex M. camera, cause still ain't seen the watch like this junk. Off-white guts, can't sit in here on her time of the month. Plain Jane shirt, but it's a stack, cause it's a Saint Laurent. Choppers in my dollars up, shooters hungry, get gobbled up. Stand-up guy, won't speak on none that I see or saw. Real weed, soon as I snatch it, it's already bought. Went to the right doctor, her booty and her teeth soft. She grown. Condom in my pocket, anxious, I still f*** her off. My pullout game weak, I pluck, I tweak. Red and white Supreme ski, 11 whips, I go Kyrie. Tryna steal the recipe, you just a bag wanna be. Bipolar personality, that's why it switches on my glee.
Brr. And why it switches on my glee.
Go.
And we put four stars to do three.
Go. Go.
Brr.
Go.
Brr.
Hey, now how the f*** you get to find my business off? Them folks ain't rockin' with you, they watchin' till you get dropped. I keep clutchin' on the Glock, cause these rock poppin' out my watch. Ain't nobody on your block, cause I'm the one who scoped the drop. I'm the one that knocked up on your door, hit through there with that top. We know I spit a gun, bless if you see a dog. It's 220 on the back, got the left a helicopter. It's a paint up in the car, 24s and a couple rocks. Hey, I'm slidin' with a thotty, I'm slidin' with a n***. They got the drop front and left, stop thinking witches. Hold a trail walking in the fountain, they thought it was Trish.
Mud.
600 worth of drink, it's thicker than grit.
Mud.
Yeah, go. Can you go? Go. Can you go? Charity. Gave it to them people. Go. Fucking go. Certified. Go.
K-I-S-S Radio. Keeping it so sick, radio. You're in the mix with DJ Cardiac. DJ Cardiac.
Even when it's cold outside. Ooh, she got the keys to the boutique. She don't do 9 to 5. 100,000 viewers on her IG live. Do it. Make a toast to it. You ain't never heard of that. And then Birkin bag, stupid. You ain't never heard of brag or say that she going through it. I just wanna tap it, tap it. One time, ooh, just give me one night, I can make her mine. Cause I know Cena came a long way, and she don't want drinks no more. Been bringing no dough to the table. Ooh, you know that your bank account big. Come back on the weekend, you ain't able. Ooh, she gon' be like, I got it. Pull $1,000 out of side pocket. Ooh, that little bit of drink you tried to buy. Bottles on me, the cork look like a skyrocket. Poppin',
ooh.
She don't want a drink, she want the rent paid.
Ooh.
She don't pay for nothing, she just get paid.
I like that.
She don't even need me to drive. Pull up in the Rari with the roof up.
Ooh.
I'm just buying drinks, you're doing too much.
I like that.
She don't even need me to buy her nothing. She got money in the
bank.
What you think? What you think about that?
Every band I'm throwing on stage, I got in my name, all that. And I ain't throwing 20s or 10s, I'm out here paying rent, all that. And I thought I could get the dumb, but I'ma get the ace. Just to run it up and see everybody's face. When they bring the checks, oh, I can sign my name. I might have to face all of that. And I tell the valet, bring my phone to the front, yeah, yeah. I'm getting in solo, I got it solo. Let the cameras hit my diamond cause, yeah, yeah. I got them rocks solo, I got it solo. It's real boss style fly. I ain't the passenger, I'm the pilot. You could hop in, but you ain't driving. All I need is somebody to ride. Cause I'm a go-getter. Say I'm a go. Pepper girl, they got you. Cause I want you, not cause I need you. No, I don't need you.
Boo, boo. She don't want the drink, she want the rent paid. She don't pay for nothing, she just gets paid.
Cause I love to hear you cussing at me. Like, ooh.
too deep. You never felt. You never.
Every few shows, I just buy some new gold. Circle got smaller, everybody can't go.
Downtown Diamond District, jewelers like yo. Hustle, holla at me, I got Cubans on the low. Through the Cancun, smoking Cubans on the boat. Then dock that Tulum just to smoke. Look, listening to music at the Mayan ruins. True devotion on the bluest ocean. Cruise, my cultural influence, even revolution. I'm integrated vertically, y'all, fluent. They tell me hustle, dumb it down, you might confuse it. It's like that weirdo rap you motherfuckers choose to. I'm a urban legend, South Central in a certain section. Can't express how I curb the tactics. Justice, evidence of a divine presence. Blessing, held me down at times I seem reckless. Effort, got an L but gotta eat for effort. Stretch me, dropped him off in the Mojave Desert. Then left me, ain't no answer to these trick questions. Money making nip, straighten out my jewelry on my dresses. Well known, pick up in jail clothes. Got your champagne bottle from Rico's till T-shirts. Whatever, playing chess, not checkers. 38 special for you clever. See bro, you ain't living down by the street code. Been through all these motions up and down like a seesaw. I can never view you as my equal. Smoke, I wanna hear your CD phone.
For 30 years I beat it on a loophole. 2 days later, put up in a two-tone. Got sleeping on the floor like it's a group home. The only question I can see is where your moves on. Got them taking off their clothes like it's a Luke show. I'm the new king of Miami, even Luke, no. I got a mansion on the beach, I'm talking two though. And my new top of the week, I call it deep though. Deep though, yeah, she got it deep though. Fake sweat, sending chemists with the kilos. Drop the top and all off the hyperventilate. I gave them chicken and they all just turned to mental patients. Give them search advances under different circumstances. Uber to a harbor, go and get some first advantage. You got a dope way, you better live with it. Some of them when you bleed on me, I'ma still hit it. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Whoa. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Whoa. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Whoa. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Whoa.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Them folks on you gotta wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. If it ain't about a bag, gotta wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. With the jeans on that, you gotta wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
60 in my life, you're the baddest one. Gave you all my love, that's been that now. We should get away somewhere and run it up. I'm tryna fall.
And I just wanna take her to the room, get that dress off. Even though I'm in a good mood, I fuck you like I'm pissed off. And don't give me no attitude, you gon' make my dick soft. Cause she wanna fuck me cause I'm lit now. Yeah, cause she wanna fuck me cause I'm rich now. We can link out at the club, I got a pent down. Back until I shoot it, come so fast, I made her get down. She got new arms and new, she a 10 now. She got new arms and new, she a 10 now.
Fix him up.
You're the baddest one. Gave you all my love, that's been that now. We should get away somewhere and run it up. I'm tryna fall in love.
She got new arms and new, she a 10 now. She got new arms and new, she a 10 now.
Fix them up.
You know I got your back, baby. We ain't gotta talk about it. Your booty's sticking out. They gotta walk around and take my queen the king of diamonds. PJ, I'm switching climbing. It ain't no seat assignment. Goes, I wake up on the island. I bring a friend so y'all can f*** it up. Does it a couple trips? I bought a couple zips. I brought some and some sh- You think we f***?
flew here, oh, we gon' really trip. See on fingertips, yeah, I'ma kiss them lips. I'm talking both of them. I told her right it, and I'm the chauffeur. I hit it from the side, then I make a pull up. It's too wet for me to f*** you on my sofa. Mess it up.
Plotting on what I got, kicking your door, it's what you thought. $100,000 on the tabletop, have price my whip, same price my watch. Got no jumper, but I ball a lot. So young Sony, I do what I want. Candy paint with the white on top, Lambo doors or the woo-up drop. If you busy plotting on what I got, kicking your door, it's what you thought. $100,000 on the tabletop, have price my whip, same price my watch. Got no jumper, but I bought a lot.
so young, so stony, I do what I want. Didn't know that was your girl when she gave me top. Kicked out the road, said thanks a lot. Damn, I love paper like a Michael Scott. I can do things that your man cannot. Slab boy coming down, down, I'm hot. Everybody say that I gotta be stopped. Even though my final form ain't a lot. I'm so ahead of you. How you comprehend what you ain't understanding? Count a 100 bands and I watch your vanish. Diamonds going crazy like they on the dance floor. Got a lot of nothing I can handle. Flavor less whatever, you should try a sample. Baby, I'm the boss, like I'm Tony Danza. Everybody tryna tell me what I stand for. But you know me, homie, you don't want war. Candy paint with the white on top. Lambo doors or the woo-wop drop. If you busy plotting on what I got, kick in your door, that's what you got. $100,000 on the tabletop. Price my whip, same price my watch. Got no jumper, but I ball a lot. So young, Tony, I do it out.
Like the way she works, ayy. She always puts me first, ayy. And I know I've been around, but I swear you got the best on earth.
He ain't keeping his hands up off my allergies. I got something to give him, and if he asks me, I'm not feeling up, baby, I let him gas me.
Her arrow fatter than fat, and she got good throw. Sit that cat on my lap, I give it good strokes. I might have to fly out to Mykonos, or maybe to Japan so I can hit her like a Michiro. She knows what the f*** is up, I don't gotta dumb it down. Tatted like Rihanna, poke, she singing like it's wrong.